Shalom. We are so grateful to the Hakes family, Joel and Heidi and their daughters, Lydia and Tessa, for all they do for Love Israel, especially in regard to our U.S. team. And I was asked by Joel if I might make a short video in regard to the anticipated attack from Iran. And I'm going to base everything that I'm going to share with you on what I heard last night on the Israeli news. First of all, most of the people on the news thought that there would be a coordinated attack, that it would not just be Iran or Hezbollah, but it would also include the Houthis from Yemen and also the Iranian militias that are based in Syria and in Iraq. So Israel's going to have a response, in other words, an attack from many different fronts. The Israeli Air Force and Army are ready for this attack. In fact, there is much talk about Israel doing a preemptive strike, but I don't anticipate that, although I think it's the right thing for them to do. Now, when will this attack happen? Well, when Israel brought to justice, and that's exactly how I like to think of the killing of one of Hezbollah's leader in Lebanon. He was a bad man. He had blood stained upon his hand from numerous deaths, for example, going back to the early 1980s and that terrible bombing where over 200 Marines lost their life, and I believe altogether over 300 people. He was connected to that. So he's not innocent. He's not a good man. And the United States had a $5 million bounty upon his head. So it was good that he is no longer alive. And likewise, in Tehran, we see that the leader of Hamas, he was put to death there in the heart of Iran under the protection of the Iranian government and their army. So Israel made a bold statement both in Lebanon and also in Iran, taking out these two leaders. And because of that, there is that anticipated response. Now, let me say to you what I heard last night. Tomorrow, this is being recorded on Wednesday, so Thursday, there is a meeting in Qatar about negotiating for two things: an end to the war, that is what Hamas wants, and a release of the hostages, this is what Israel wants. And let me just simply say, from what we're hearing right now, Hamas isn't even going to attend these negotiations. And what Iran said last night was this: they are not going to do any response until after the meeting concludes on Thursday. Now, probably when you're watching that, that will already have been concluded. But if that meeting doesn't bring an end to the war and the conflict, then Iran has pledged to attack. Now, whether you can trust their words, my opinion, you can't. In fact, we have seen throughout this conflict that most of what we hear in the media is false. So let's conclude and review. Is there an attack coming from Iran and their proxies from Lebanon and Yemen, Iraq and Syria? This is what we're being told, that it's very, very close to happening. Will it in fact happen? We don't know. But Israel is ready for that attack. Perhaps Israel will act first. This is what I hope takes place. And we're very, very grateful as well for the American assets and other countries as well that have brought war power into this area for the purpose of discouraging Iran, threatening Iran not to do anything. And again, not only Iran, but Hezbollah. So will this show a force from America and others discourage Iran and Hezbollah from acting? Again, only time will tell. But in Israel, everyone is calm. Everyone is trusting in the Israeli Defense Force. And we believe that if indeed there's attack, we will see a good outcome based upon how prepared the Israeli Army and Air Force is in regard to this attack and the help that we received back in April from a coalition of countries. We anticipate that same help if Iran, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and the militias in Syria and Iraq will attack. We expect that same help and we're grateful to it. So just wanted to give you a brief update about what might happen in the near future. To God be the glory, and we remember the verse that says, "He who keeps Israel neither slumbers or sleeps." Shalom.